The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Tuesday, July 22nd, 2025. I had to go T on there because I was going eeny.
Eeny.
Tweeny. I respect you, I suppose, but I also think it's weird if you say 20. Like, you're wasting your life away.
20.
20.
Over-enunciate.
20.
I used to have an old math teacher named 20-man. They called him 20 Little Men. He was a smaller dude. Kind of awkward. He was cool, though.
Wow. Man, I love names. I love just trying to figure out, like, without the use of the interwebs, just trying to figure out, like, wonder where that name came from. Just without using any kind of source, just using the old noodle. Wonder where that name comes from. Because I remember she was a foreign exchange student.
Foreign?
She was a foreigner, and we exchanged a student for her. It was almost like the Brittany Griner thing. She was not from Russia. I forget where she was from.
Oh, we had one, too.
But her last name was 12 trees. Her last name was 12 trees.
12 trees.
One word, 12 trees. One word, 12 trees.
Wow.
She was from, somewhere in Europe.
But I tried to find ours. She was a German girl named Miriam.
You try to go look and say, what's that European girl look like? Oh, wow. There's a very famous actress named Helen 12 Trees from the 1930s.
Oh. Very famous, you say?
Well, I mean, it popped up. I just wrote the word 12 trees into Google, and it said 12 trees could refer to a 1930s Hollywood actress by the name of Helen 12 Trees.
I used to have a 12 Trees hat.
Really?
Yeah, I wanted to see if she ever stayed. I mean, did she stay in our country?
$3 bill t-shirt on. What? Or if you, like, you and your family ran her away? Because I tell you, the girl that her name was Sandra, and she was from Germany, oddly enough. And, you know, my mom was like, I remember her and my dad, because, again, my mom, not a good whisperer.
You say.
Even when it was about you. Like, you know how when you're a kid and you know the parents are in there talking about you, you get like a sense of hearing like a dog?
Like a dread?
Or you like...
I know what you mean, but I didn't get that. Usually it was out in the open.
Okay.
And directed.
So...
Oh, you knew what it was about you.
Oh, yeah.
And I shouldn't have said the country of origin just then, because people will probably yak about it, but it had nothing to do with that. It was just the fact that, you know, over here, we shower, bathe every day.
Oh,
we
I
did
see.
Every day.
Sometimes twice.
You know, it had to be an accident or something, maybe.
Regardless if you need it or not.
But, you know, but you can't, like, and she was a, she was a junior in high school. And it was just weird. Yeah, so my mom had to talk to the liaison.
Senior?
Of the, sorry, pardon?
You said she was a junior.
She was a junior. Okay. In high school. I see what you're doing. So, my mom had to talk to the liaison and just say, look, I don't want to overstep my boundaries here, but she wait. You know, something like that.
Your kid stinks.
But
damn crap.
It turned, and again, I'm thinking, okay, my family in the 90s was very, very, very close to that of Roseanne. Like, really. I mean, the whole... makeup.
I don't think your dad was as big as John Connor.
Well, I didn't mean in size. I was bigger than DJ, too. DJ. But so she came here, and, you know, her thoughts. God, I think Caroline Leavitt's so hot. She is so attractive.
I would like to see her in a bikini. See what that looks like.
I follow her on Instagram. She doesn't post any, like, social stuff. She just posts about her job. She's like Jug. She just posts about racing.
She's getting one of those from both sides. If you're a MAGA Trump supporter, like, you want to hook up with her. And if you don't support Trump, she's hot enough to grudge blank.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, she was just throwing in the background there.
She's going to catch it either way.
So her thought in Germany of America in the 90s was probably, you know.
Cruel.
No, I don't think. I mean, that was right after we just brought Germany together, you know. Like, take down that wall.
Mommy. So
she probably thought, lifestyles of the rich and famous, everything's 90s Pepsi colors, you know, checkerboards and neon pink and aqua, all that kind of look.
It's all pink on the outside.
So they say. And then she came to, you know, and lived with us. But it turned bad. I mean, it turned, like, she resented it. She
wanted you had to live in. Huh? See, we didn't have the live-in. We just she was in our class, so I don't know who she stayed with.
Oh, yeah,
man. Someone asked her, like, did you stay? Who did you stay with?
That was a
big, did you get touched?
Big old thing.
That would be cool, though, actually.
Daddy, why did you suggest we do this? No, I'm kidding. It wasn't my dad's idea. It was my sister's. She wanted to do that for a little pen pal. They were pen pals, and then, you know. I was like, why can't you go to Germany, Angel?
Well, she goes back to with the exchange students going back to Germany. Like, you know, she got a bunch of camouflage Gamecock shirts, and she dips.
Yeah,
and
no, they did not. There was, it just, again, I see her point of view years later of, good Lord, you know, country cooking. Because when you say you want to cook, what part of Germany is that you're going to say?
No, I was going to say, where did she go after she left your house? I mean, did she she just went with another family, or did she go back to Germany?
Oh, no. She stayed the whole time.
Yeah.
She finished out.
But she went with another family?
No, she went back to her home country. Somewhere near Berlin. I can't remember the name of the city. I see the name. It starts with an M, but I can't remember what it was. But it was just very awkward because, you know, when you're in your house with your mom and your daddy and your sister, and you usually just, you know, farting and
farting,
you
know,
yeah, it's just your home life, and then you got this visitor who is representing another country. Meanwhile, again, what her thoughts of America was, and think about this: if you're over there in any country and you're like, I want to go to America for a foreign exchange student, you're thinking maybe New York or Chicago. I don't know what foreigners think about America.
Welcome through Chicago.
I don't know where they would want to go, but they end up in Greenville, South Carolina before it was cool.
I got a question for you.
Sure. Yeah, no, she was not at all.
So you didn't ever think about kind of sneaking in?
No, I didn't think about like sneaking in. But she was a year younger than me. But
so if you took the face out of it, did she have anything to...
That was not just... I don't want to speak poorly.
Because you don't know if she's still here or not.
Ask Matt Man and not Matthew Harris.
Okay, Matt Man.
No, that seems weird to do that. It's like what The Rock would do.
Does she have anything to, like, you know, play with?
No.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know how else to say it.
No, it was very European, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so she looked like she had buckwheat in a leg lock?
I didn't say that.
I don't know if you accidentally saw her murking when she was getting out of the shower.
Murking.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Show me what you're murking with.
I forgot to shut the door.
Yeah.
Matthew.
One of those, like, yeah, very, very, just, I don't know. I've said before, nothing against Germans, but the language is very, like, coarse to my little delicate ears. It just sounds, even with, like, the word borscht, your word for soup or
borscht,
whatever.
Borscht.
Is it borscht over there, or is that Russia? But just the, what's for dinner tonight, honey?
Borscht.
Even in a southern tone, that sounds awful. It sounds like something you'd call somebody when you're mad at them. You borscht.
You're being a big borscht right now.
Borscht. She's
slowly undoing her bra, and then she hears a little...
Golly!
From the other room. Do you want to see my...
You can't
my
tell...
Legs,
oh, those are nice. No, I'm over here. Oh. Those are my shoulder blades.
Oh, do you like that?
I turn around now.
I love to work out.
I am...
Oh, I lift a lot of weights, Matthew.
Matthew, I'm here to pump you up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just assume, you know, from Europe, she'd wear, like, really nice lingerie and look sexy.
She's like, come into here. I'm going to slip into something a little more comfortable. And I go in there, and she's wearing, like, a black leather newsboy hat with, like, big old tall Doc Martens, and she's got a whip. And there's, like, techno music playing because she's from Germany.
Oh, yeah,
okay. She's...
She I tie you to bed and give you suppository like mom and dad used to.
Oh, don't laugh. It's going to slide out.
See, in the 90s, it would be thongs and Doc Martens. So.
She likes sauerkraut, so she's probably, you know.
Well, so did my dad and mom and dad. So.
Hot dogs and sauerkraut. Yeah. That's just nasty.
What's for dinner? Start a cotton winnies?
What this cabbage, you say? It's like sauerkraut, kind of, no?
So good. Gives me gas, but it's so tasty.
And we had the pool, you know, and so, like... She's, again, just, you know, and let's remember in this conversation, high school girl, Even though I was too at the time, but it's still now talking about it is kind of
sauerkraut for us.
So when you were talking about the bright colors, was it like the neon colors that everybody wore in the 90s type
That's
thing?
What I think she was expecting.
Yeah, she was expecting the neon. And
she came over here and
big hair.
Well, we had that.
Frosted eye makeup and lips.
Yeah, glamour shots.
Glamour that time. Shots, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like, girls were wearing cowboy hats then, but, like, not like the cool sexy ones now, the ones that just, like, sat on top of their head. You remember those? They wouldn't even be, like, full-size cowboy hats. They'd just be, like...
Yeah, kind of weird. Like Addie BC. Like, how do you keep that hat on?
What? Yeah, no crap.
It's going to fall off the side.
And it, so we're in the summertime, we're out there at the pool or whatever, and she's wearing, like, you know, a designer European, literally. Because you got to think, you probably got to come from money to even get in a program to do that, I would think.
Yeah, I never knew how that worked.
So, yeah, she's over there wearing, like, a Massimo or something, you know.
Suspenders over her nipples. You're laying in the bed topless because you probably slept topless.
You get creepy.
And then she slides in and is like...
You're just sounding like Bruno now. Suspenders. Is what I'm thinking of. Bruno is a girl.
I just want to rub nipples together, Matthew.
We wear hired hats and we do construction together.
Oh, look.
So she wasn't your first sexual encounter, I guess.
Topless,
no.
No. You're both topless.
I would like to teach you a little Matt Man.
When you get on radio, will you promise me you will get program director? I'm doing more of a Russian, but it is what it is. Will you get program director to play a song called Du Hast from my home country?
Du Hast mich.
Du Hast mich?
That's what it turns. I want to give you a sex move called the German chocolate cake, Matthew. It's like Dirty Sanchez.
Ah,
Dirty Sanchez.
But
a
lot more.
I have to tell you, and I have premonition that in 15 years, all farmland in Greer will go to BMW, my home country car.
We'll take
maybe
over.
She was in a spy.
She was a spy. She brought.
She was here scouting out land.
It's kind of cool, though.
Oh.
She did that.
This farmland here. Oh, my God, because my grandpa, my great-grandpa, had a very... And when I say a farm, like, more of a farm than I have, but not, like, a big piece. Like, he didn't give y'all, like, a whole yard full to make a whole assembly line or whatever. But his house is still standing over there off Highway 14. But I'm just saying, like, maybe she came in here and, like... She lived with us because she knew that my great-grandpa used to own some of the farmland that now BMW stands.
Dude, now that you mention it,
so I scouting.
Wonder if certain countries, and if it's always been this way, I don't know, were banned from even, like, exchanging students.
I would, probably East Germany and West Germany, first off.
Because I don't remember growing up with any Russian kids, like, exchange or, like, local.
No, it was only...
They're all in Boiling Springs now.
They are.
Because, you know...
We like the hot water.
The freaking spy swap of 2009.
Oh,
where
yeah.
Where we gave up all those Russians.
Mm-hmm.
The family that were here that had their kids here, like, their kids don't have dual citizenship. They all got sent back to Russia.
That kind of sucks.
Very odd for the kids.
It does. I mean, it does, like, suck for the kids.
You remember back in sent them back anyway.
You remember back in the 80s when... I think it was during the 84 Olympics where... Wouldn't some of the Russian athletes try to stay here? They tried to defect. And they tried to, like, stay back. And then it put us in a weird way. Like, all right, we don't want to go to war for your sovereignty in our country. Maybe skedaddle on home.
Might have been. Because was it true that the hockey team was carrying guns in their uniforms?
Yeah. Well, that's according to some of those guys from Team USA.
Jesus.
Can't remember the guy's name. No, there was one that was pretty vocal about it. Started with an M. I can do that thing where I can, like, see the name and tell you the first letter. That's where it stops.
Oh, it sucks when you get like that with faces, but you can't think of names. So you see somebody you know, you're like, oh, what's your name?
Ah.
I know you.
Oh, man. Or if you see them somewhere and you don't really remember their name and you go try to introduce them to somebody. Hey.
This is so-and-so.
Hey, Jeremy, I want you to meet... Jeremy, come here and meet this guy.
That's why you try to give
him
a hint.
And then you're hoping he will introduce himself to you. Jeremy, but no.
I'm Doug.
Hi. We're close friends. I'm like, God, dude, I don't know.
Say your name. Say your name.
Because you never thought that would happen to you, but the older you get, you're like, you could be close to somebody growing up and you just forget they exist.
Yeah, yeah.
You forget their name.
Like, I was telling you a story before we went off or went on the air this morning about a guy that, you know, you ever had those people in certain times of your life? And I'm not saying like death, but like you would have stopped a mud hole in them. But now you don't even remember what you were mad about or their name. Yep. But wow. You just remember a situation where, so I was telling you, Fat Boy, about the early days of social media and a very, very crass comment someone made on a picture of mine and how just enraged I was. I mean, and that for good reason, but I can't even remember the guy's name.
Did you forget everything about that situation? Like, did you forget the comment too?
Yeah. I remember what it was about. It was something you wouldn't have made about a 13-year-old girl. It was my daughter.
Oh, that's rude.
Just the fact that, you know, it all fades away.
I remember coming on the radio and calling him out by name because I was like, Matt, if the guy, let me use a fake name now. If the guy's name was John Smith, I could only see John S.
Oh, okay.
Could only see John S.
Get trouble.
Yeah, John S. But yeah, so.
Dang. So you never heard back from the guy?
I don't remember. I remember blocking him on Facebook. That was what I was, the advice I was given, just block him.
Yeah, don't sweat it. I remember getting mad at somebody who, I had a t-shirt on my dog. It was a Georgia t-shirt.
It said, abolish ICE.
And he went all off on the sports team and how cruel I was being with the dog. And I was like, dude, it's only football. And went off on him, and I'll never forget that. Because then when I said it was only football, he went crazy and started commenting on all my pictures.
People get real offended when you put clothes on dogs.
You're insane. Okay.
They do. Especially if you, and I don't know how I feel about it, but like some of these, you know, I mean, again, you'll see stuff pop up on your feed that you don't follow, but it's just like you watched a video one time about this, so you like it. But obviously, it sees that I post farm animals. But anyway, well, it was people who had dyed their chickens different colors. And people That's were great. Going, oh, and it was like something that you could buy at maybe a pet store that washes out, but people are losing their mind.
Well, I thought the picture was cute. She had a little Georgia cap on. She had a sweatshirt or a shirt on, and she was holding a real bulldog, like a stuffed animal. So she was like the fan. My dog was.
There's nothing cute about anything Georgia Bulldogs have been, ever.
I mean, there's not, like.
So, Kevin.
Like, you
so you're in agreement
with this
guy.
They probably have to sit there and watch that dog on the sidelines just to see if it's still breathing every once in a while. I know they've used a body double before.
Wait, we're on the 12th Ugga now, I think.
And I'm just like,
allegedly.
Dude, I didn't even go to school here, so why do you think I care so much, but leave my dog out of it? Get all your football problems.
Oh, he was attacking your dog because of the team. The dog.
Yeah, he was mad.
The dog realized what team it was.
The dog. I said, you're attacking the dog. The dog. You know, Charlotte really doesn't care about what you think. And
well, if you're a dog, who else are you going to be a fan of?
Exactly.
It might not be his nationality.
She's not going to like the kitty cats.
What was your dog's nationality, Paige?
I think she was an American Bulldog, so she was American.
Okay, so she was a Bulldog.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, so she was a Georgia fan with my husband. She watched football with him on the couch every single Saturday.
I had a pet wolf. Despised Michigan, though. It was weird. So weird.
Man, I really hate
anomaly.
Georgia.
Come on, man.
I hope they lose every game.
They're going to be good this year.
Yeah, they're always good. I hate Kirby's haircut. I hate everything about Georgia Bulldogs.
You do.
I hate the Gamecocks. I hate Florida State.
Now, we were joined up together.
You are that man.
Ugga, but now
you need to stop. It's only football. You shouldn't hate or have any opinion.
It's life, my God!
You should just get off my page.
Go spot the damn ball.
Go live your own life.
Live vicariously through 18 to 22-year-olds every Saturday. In the
you live vicariously through them.
See? Crazy people.
See, I'm sitting here like, what is... You ever go to... pay for your gas or you put in your pen or whatever and you're like, what is that damn thing? You use it every damn day?
No.
Well, kiss off.
It's got to be.
What do you do? Just drive away because you couldn't figure out?
No, I just have to sit there for a minute and it's like muscle memory in the brain where you're like, okay, here's these numbers that make no sense.
Stupid question, but is your code something that means something to you? Or is
nope.
it just random number?
Okay, no, I shouldn't say that on the air, should I?
Yeah, please
I'm giving
do.
Out too much information.
It's code 69. That's what he likes doing. Sometimes with women. Whoa, where's that exit music?
Wow. He's assuming.
Where's that go to break music?
You own your island.
Gotta be around here somewhere.
We were having fun.
He's and bullying you had everybody.
My team and my sexuality.
I could bail myself out here with this.
Whoa, who's that hoe?
God, it brings back fun memories of yesterday. Truth and Consequences today. He planned what many would call the motorcycle trip of a lifetime, but his wife made a move behind his back. And when that truth comes out, it's going to hit the fan. It's going to stink, and it's going to get all over the wall. It's going to be real bad.
Oh.
One call, one truth, and one pissed-off husband.
With sticky walls.
You know, it's the time to wrap up vacations. Kids going back to school in the next week.
Oh, you need to stop.
It flies by.
Womp, womp, it's fat boy.
Hey, I'm out of it. That's why I quit, so I didn't have to go.
He's like...
So he owns stock in JanSport, so he's trying to remind people.
If you're teetering on the edge thinking about, should I quit or not? It worked out for me.
That would, man, you know what? I had an idea right before COVID where if it was something about Fat Boy, you know, because we had so much fun with that. I don't know if he enjoyed it or not, but so much fun the fact that he had a GED. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It was just fun, and then he went to college for 18 years, literally.
How long did it take you to get the GED?
Immediately.
Okay, like 2 weeks.
Yeah. I got the GED before everybody else graduated.
Can you fail getting a GED?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's an old lady in there taking it.
You have to take a test. So I'm wondering if he had to go back.
Well, I realize you have to take a test.
It's very basic, though.
He could have been nervous and flunked the test.
No, I was always good at school. Just started smoking weed in high school and didn't want to do anything.
That'll do it.
That'd make you lazy.
I really did run with the wrong crowd.
Yeah.
And well, you haven't changed. Look what you're doing today.
I don't run anywhere now.
He doesn't go in any crowds either.
No. I avoid them both.
He doesn't run anywhere.
Completely made a 360, haven't you?
If Fat Boy's running, it's either 10 o'clock or a fire.
I love when people say that.
That is fun. You know what? I turned my life around. I did a full 360. I left drugs.
Oh, good.
Turned around my life and back to drugs. Here we are.
I just want to tell people, turn it in a circle. That's what you just did, stupid dumbass H.
You probably can't figure out a roundabout, can you?
That's the extra level of R word right there if you can't figure out a roundabout.
They're there because your forefathers sped like hell through that area. That's exactly why they have out in the middle of the country over in Spartanburg County, there'll be roundabouts. Like, why is here? Because country boys probably drinking beer on the way home. They're going like 80.
They'll do donuts.
That's why there's round. Yeah, they're probably doing donuts spinning around. All right. So that'll be coming up a little after 7 a.m. this morning. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
We're going to honor a beloved actor that passed away. And also, you have to be a virgin to get on this show. We'll talk about that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
We've had non-virgins on here before.
You mean this show?
Not this show.
Not this show.
Because none of us would be able to do it if you had to be a virgin.
You don't know.
Yeah. Well, I might want to get my hymen restored for a
while. Well, you too could, unless... Well, you're right.
He's a Paul Hyman guy.
Because you may not have fathered the children. Could have used sperm donors.
You're walking off a cliff. You really are. The last person who insulted my daughter. You remember what happened? I'm going to kick your ass and forget why I was mad.
This is the Rise Guys. Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. We begin with...
Did you hear that? A little burp and then a sigh from Fat Boy goes,
You know, it takes just a little bit to relieve the pressure sometimes. I don't have to fart now. Just lay back.
Have you ever ended sex without any noises up?
I don't think so.
I've held my breath one time too long, but then it was like a exasperation after that.
Like, I don't get too dramatic with it like some of the guys in the, you know, videos.
Oh, yeah.
Sound like women.
Yeah, they ain't real.
Like your O face.
Yeah, like it just.
Don't look so stupid. I'd slap it off of you.
There's got to be something between doing the too loud or nothing at all. That's very serial killerish if you don't make any noises, you know.
Either one, man or woman, right? Well, it makes you think as the if you're the guy that you're not doing your job.
Yeah, like.
And then she's like pretty timid. I've had women say this, like, I don't, you know, especially if you're at a hotel, they're like, I don't want to be too loud or whatever. But like, I love that. Not, I can tell too if it's fake. I can tell.
Well,
I really
can.
Sometimes
you can't help it if it's good.
So you want people to know what's going on?
Not necessarily, but I like that animalistic passion.
You like against the walls?
What do you think the desk is for in a hotel? Are you doing business over there? If you brought a laptop, it's in the bed with your ass.
I like your thinking.
Yeah, thank you.
You don't need the bed.
Well, ottoman?
Yeah.
Who's in the hotel long enough to kick the feet back? Hell no. That's for sex.
That's what the balcony's for.
Have you ever used the phone in there for anything? You have a cell phone. That cords to choke each other with during sex.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Not into that.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, you got to air it out too. That's what the door's for.
That little thing where it holds it open a little bit where they can't get in is to let the stank out.
You got a problem.
You can't open the windows because they think you might kill yourself or like, you know, be drunk and fall over.
Oh,
you can't open the windows. Yeah.
Good Lord.
It's all about sex.
Drama. All right. Well, I hate to begin with some sad news, but we have to honor this guy from The Cosby Show, star Malcolm Jamal Warner, passed away Sunday after being caught in a strong current in the ocean off of Costa Rica. He was 54. He was on vacation with his wife and daughter. It's very tragic. So,
that sucks.
We are mourning the loss of Theo Huxtable.
You know, having a hard time with them names. Malcolm Jamal Warner.
You know, I had a lot to say about Malcolm was Adam Sandler.
Oh, really?
Sandler was on The Cosby Show like a few times coming up.
Wasn't he also on, what was the other show that Malcolm Jamal, something and Eddie?
Is that the one he did with Jason Alexander?
Malcolm and Eddie.
Suits.
I remember he did something with Jason Alexander. That might have been it.
This was with another black guy. I can't remember his name.
Malcolm and Eddie.
Wasn't George.
Sandler said he was real nice.
Do you remember on American Crime Story, The People versus O.J. Simpson? Mm-hmm. He played A.J. Cowlings.
A.C.
Oh, yeah, AJ. I remember that. He wasn't that. That might be the last thing I've seen him in.
You're thinking of O.J. It's A.C.
It is. O.J. Simpson. It's a trial.
You said A.J. Cowlings.
That one. Dropkick you in the Hooters. It was Eddie Griffin. He was Eddie.
Yeah.
Malcolm and Eddie.
Eddie Griffin, a.k.a. God, what was that? Oh, God, what was that movie? I see he was like a pimp.
You talking about Pootie Tang?
Oh, I'm all over the
Malcolm
place.
Jamal Warner was him?
No. Eddie Griffin. He was a pimp in a movie. Undercover Brother? Was that what it was?
It might have been
that. Yeah, okay. So Malcolm Jamal Warner. Yeah, that Adam Sandler, the correlation there. You know, it sucks that, you know, Cosby outlived him. Bill.
So he was.
I mean, it does.
He was caught by a high current in the water. And it's very sad.
That sucks.
I wonder if somebody will get, ask Cosby what he thinks. Or, like, I don't know how reachable Bill is now. Like, will somebody just call him for comment? Because I didn't hear anything bad about those two together. I think they got along great.
Well, yeah. You know, so is it weird? I'll just be very honest. Is it weird that I'm glad? This is a strange question. I'm just being honest. Is it bad that I'm glad that it was an accidental death and not like some debilitating disease or like? Because I'm thinking like 54 is young.
Yeah,
like
it really
I don't want you to die from a disease. I want you to die from an accident. Is that bad?
No, not bad, but...
I mean, I'm just looking for the silver lining.
Anyway, it's terrible.
It is, I know. I'm not making light of it at all, but when I heard that it was a drowning, because I saw it first and I tried to... beat Rico to Fat Boy, but Rico had already had me by an hour.
I think Rico's vacationing down there when that happened.
I remember my mom went to Hawaii, and she was caught in a current like that, and she came back in a wheelchair after flying.
Dude, I got caught in one in Myrtle Beach so one time, dangerous. And I was younger, and I looked up where I was normally up parallel with my parents on the beach, and they were way, I mean, you didn't even realize how it just slung you down.
You're supposed to swim parallel with the shore.
I ended up in Plum Merle's Inlet.
Merle. They spelled it wrong, by the way.
I know. It's not
so
spelled like Merle.
So how far did you drift?
I can't tell you nautical miles. They're different than street miles.
I'm glad you're okay.
I wonder if it was a Shad Gaspard situation when I first heard it. I'm like, was he trying to save his kid and then drown? Or?
Oh, God, that's right. That's how he passed, too.
Or did he just go out there and just...
I think he was just, you know, in the water and catch a current and drift you out to sea.
God,
the dad in Georgia that just passed away a couple weeks ago trying to save his, I don't remember if it was his kids or somebody else's kids, but rip current got him, and he was, you know,
Costa Rica.
I think he was
ex
military, like in good shape.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm not going ever.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not going to be anybody's target. I'm not going to be the, you know, El Gordo Gringo that, you know, you kidnap for a ransom.
For real, like bigger, like. Bigger white people stick out like a sore thumb in public.
Yeah.
Okay. We do. It's, I would be an easier target.
Yeah, I'd probably stick out there.
If I go to Haiti, I'm probably going to get recruited for Barbecue's army.
Probably.
Because I'm not going.
You're probably like, who is that guy? He's going to eat us out of house and home.
I'm not eating you out of nowhere.
Part, right? You got that first part right. You know what I mean?
You think he's going to stay there and defecate from our country? I don't think so.
It's too hot to do that in Haiti. It was not the season for that.
I'm sorry, Fat Boy.
Do they use toilets there or they bury?
I don't know, actually.
I'm sure they're civilized and they use
it. That doesn't mean civilized. They will say you're weird for using porcelain pipes to poo-poo in.
I will say I've never seen a good part of Haiti. Now, I've seen news reports.
Their ballparks are awesome. Their baseball parks are incredible.
But I've never seen like a developed part of like, ooh, I would like to go there.
But remember, we were talking about that off the air yesterday. Like, our connotations of certain countries are only what we see on the news, and they usually only show like war torn stuff.
Very true.
Is that why they call it a dump?
God, who knows? Like Riyadh, I had no clue that looked like a vibrant city.
It's Ramadan.
This is where all this oil money goes.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Paige. Fat Boy, what's up in sports?
Could the Washington Commanders be in line for another name change? They were the Washington football team, then they're the Commanders now. Could it change again?
Do you think that – is it – Commander meaning – I always took it as when they first changed it, I was like, okay, it's a play on Commander-in-Chief.
That's what I understand it to be.
Okay.
Because they're in Washington.
So is Trump wanting to be the logo mascot now?
You're not too far off.
Oh, my God.
He would love to have a hand in the name change. We'll tell you what Trump wants, because it is involved with Trump.
You know, and before any of you Democrats text in that Syracuse named their team after Trump, that's rude.
All right. I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. Could the Washington Commanders be going through another name change? I'm sure you've been following the news.
It'd be funny if you said, nope, on to the next story. You just asked a question. You didn't say they were.
I didn't promise you details. Get you emotionally invested.
Could they be?
Well, Trump put on Truth Social. He said that he wanted to return the team to the Washington Redskins football team. He also called on the Cleveland Guardians to go back to the Indians. But why this is a big deal is because Washington, the Commanders, are going to get a new stadium. They want to get a new stadium. Which I've been to their stadium. It's in the middle of a parking lot. A huge, massive parking lot, with like beside a church.
Do you think that maybe they built a parking lot beside the stadium, maybe?
I don't know, but it's in a part of Maryland that's kind of
I think most
open.
Stadiums are by parking lots.
I hope so.
No, this is odd. This is like in the middle of the parking lot, and there's like a store down here you get your stuff in, and there's like a church right here.
Probably an old burial mound they covered up or something.
Very oddly situated. Well, they're going to build a new $3.7 billion stadium on the old RFK site. Trump said he would block it or complicate support if they didn't change it.
Good Lord. Oh, my gosh. That's a bit much.
Now the
you know, our stadiums are starting to look like Saudi Arabia stadiums. Like, they're starting to look pretty freaking cool.
Look what the Titans are building in Nashville. Now they
stopped. Dude, I know. But even the one in God, I can't remember what, Intuit Center, right? Is that what it's called?
No, the Clippers in Los Angeles.
God, beautiful. Beautiful, weird, funky-looking thing.
I said they stopped working on the Titans stadium because somebody put a noose in the construction site they found.
Oh,
so they get the police out to investigate how that
goes. Are we sure it's not going to be another handle like was in NASCAR that time? It was just a handle to pull the garage door down? Oh, my God, it's a noose. It was literally an old way to pull down a garage door.
Who reported that?
Can't remember the guy's name.
He thought it was a noose. Come on, you dumbass. You know what?
Looking for problems at that point.
The other part is owner Josh Harris,
and no relation.
Said clearly that they haven't even thought about a name change because people were saying, "Look, after Trump's term, and then somebody else comes in, you could be facing the same issue you faced years and years ago by people complaining and
having to rechange your branding and over again."
So you might have to change it back, but they could complicate the stadium deal. That's going to be interesting to see. $3.7 billion. For a new stadium, the Bills' new stadium looks nice.
Yeah, but like, God, $3.7 billion for a building.
This is going to come up here in a few years, if not already, with the Panthers. It's just an old stadium. Yeah. It's the same issue as the old Greenville Braves stadium. It's just kind of out there in the sun. You're exposed to all the elements.
Yeah, but they didn't think that one out right. I mean, it was a nice place to get to easy and quick, you know? I mean, this was, again, the 80s, 90s before Greenville was Greenville. I mean, it was different. But then those summer nights when the wind would catch the doo-doo ponds. Because it's right by the water treatment center. I wonder how the land was so cheap. You'd get a gust of wind, and God bless America. God.
So we'll see. The thing with the Panthers is you couldn't put a new stadium right where it is now. You'd have to go out a little bit in the outskirts. But you couldn't finish the team practice facility and offices in Rock Hill. So getting the stadium done, it probably doesn't look too good. Tepper's not going to want to pay for it, though he should.
I don't know how old the footage was, but it's back over the vacation. They showed footage on the news of it like now. It's like, God.
They won't tear it down, right? It's like left as is.
Yeah, it's like what do you do from there?
Just all weird. Over a squabble over the local government, and I mean, come on, billionaires should buy their own stadiums.
Yes,
this really should.
Absolutely,
should never be up to taxpayers.
Or like, what are you taking that sponsorship money for? Like, I mean, really break it down. What does Bank of America pay the Carolina Panthers?
A few million a season, maybe.
A few.
Yeah. Nothing to make a dent in a new
God,
a new
that's build. A good deal then. A few million dollars to be the name? I bet it's way more than that.
I'm basing this off of when I used to do it in Madden 08. When you could license out the stadium for like cheap.
God.
But look at Ballmer. He built his own damn arena. Yeah. And it's his. It's in his portfolio. So it's not a loss if the government doesn't fund it. It's still yours.
See,
Tepper, you bald bastard.
Go the Ray Kroc way. Like, make the land is everything. That's everything. It's not even what's on the land. It's the land.
Yep. You got to have the damn land.
Look at us. We know what we're talking about. We're entrepreneurs.
Uh-huh. We're out of here.
Rest in peace, Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Oh, man. It was Warner.
It's hard to get over that one. It really is. All right. And when we come back, fingers crossed. It's been a minute since we've done a Truth and Consequences. But
oh, Lord.
People want it.
He planned a big motorcycle vacation, and his wife has made a move behind his back. And when the truth comes out, it's going to be real bad. Like today's one of those days where I'm thinking, God, he's going to cuss. I mean, no offense, bikers, but I think you like sailors in your language. You cuss like hell. It's feel fine. I do too. I can't ride a bike or get sick on boats. So I couldn't do either of those things. But she's going to say, I am tired of driving behind you on your motorcycle on every vacation we go, and I've went behind your back and done something that's going to really piss you off.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. That's a good one right there, wasn't it? That was a good one. All right, cool. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.